Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 15 and it's the 5th of December 2014. December already, eh? It's coming around quick. But nights are drawing in, but it'll soon be the shortest day and the nights will start getting lighter. I know we've had some bad weather last 24 hours and still going on, so I hope everybody out there is okay, and nobody's garden is too badly damaged and what have you. This episode, I'm going back to the roots, going back to doing it all in one go, recording it all in one go. Reason for that is I haven't been doing much gardening this last week. I decided I'll spend some time with my missus, just while I can. Not a huge problem this time of year. There's not a huge amount to do. And of course, what little I did, I didn't record as I done it. So I'm just doing this as I came along. Got some small updates. And then I'm going to probably talk about choosing trees for the gardens and stuff. So with that, Saturday popped to the allotment and planted some more onions. The broad beans I planted last week, either rabbits or the badgers have just damaged some of them, not all of them. But I think they would get into the bean at the bottom of the roots. And I've just picked a few up and out. Some and eaten the tops of some, I believe. Not too bad. I've got plenty of them. So I managed to just pour some more. And I think I'm going to erect a small fence just to get them started. My neighbour lent me a covering so as they weren't too badly so I can get them established, and I'll be continuing that. I'm going to make a big fence all the way around this weekend. I also planted two yellow raspberry plants that I brought from a supplier that were going off cheap because they haven't been very well looked after. They were just a bit dry, they were still green growth, they just hadn't been watered for a while. So I've planted those and gave them a good water. I've now got three there, which is just enough for the area I wanted them in. These are a breed called Full Gold, and they're an autumn raspberry. So they're fairly easy to look after. The only difference is they produce yellow raspberries. I do want more red autumn raspberries, but we've got a few growing in places they shouldn't, so I'll be digging those up and putting those in places. And then the summer raspberries, I'm after some cheap ones of those. I did give my neighbour, the one that lent me the cage, some broad beans. She hadn't had a chance to grow it, so many. So I gave her some of mine. I've got plenty, so it's really not a huge problem. And it's always nice to be charitable to neighbours, when they're charitable to you as well, of course. And really, that's all I've done at the allotment. It's not a huge amount, I know. But it's all I had time for, really. I wanted to spend some time with my missus. It's very important. Not just so she doesn't have a go at me, but also it's important to spend time with your family and do things with your family. Later on Saturday, we brought a couple of apple trees from a B&Q. They're going to grow at home. One's called a James Grieve, and the other is called a Braban. They're going to go in some quite large pots to grow on the veg plot at home. More for project next year. I know I keep mentioning, I'm getting married. We're getting married, so we want some apple trees for that, basically. So, not a big project, but I didn't want to broadcast that out as such. Anyway, yeah, so these apple trees, I've got to find some large pots for them. But yeah, they bought them. They come in, they are root grown pots, bare plot trees. And I'll explain more about root and bare rooted a bit later. So they can be planted at any time of year, and they're in like a plastic bag around the roots. So they just need a bigger pot, some compost or soil, and off they'll grow. And they'll be quite happy like that, and give them a good feed. Back at home, I've just cleared the entire lot, the veg plot. Everything, all the black membranas came up. All the plants have been lifted and composted and what have you. So it's looking good. I'm still harvesting saffron, I'm pleased to say. So that's a good result. Even as late as December, so can't complain at that. All the seeds, the dill has came up, and the banana plants were showing some signs of life as well. Banana seeds, sorry. The dill sort of seedlings, you know, your seed leaves were all I could see. But as soon as the true leaves show, I move them onto another propagator, get a bit more airflow, and grow them on. No, really, that's all I've done in the gardens. So this time of year, it's really quieting down. December is it's difficult with the weather. I mean, we've only just had our first frost today, actually, so it's quite a late season. But we'll carry on. There's jobs that can be done as and when. And one of the big things is hoeing. If you hoe when you don't see seeds, you'll never get a weed, is a saying. It's so much easier just to give the soil a hoe, and once a week or whatever, whenever you can, and that's it. No weeds. Because I brought a couple of fruit trees, I want to talk a bit more about buying fruit trees and what I tend to look for when buying fruit trees. Now, when I buy fruit trees, there's many factors I have to consider, and I quite often do a bit of research. Now, the first thing I like to consider is, where is it going to grow? And what does that involve? So, for example, if it's going to grow in a pot, it's going to be a bit restricted on the seeds. So I'm going to either on the roots, sorry. So I'm going to either need a large pot or a small root ball. And of course, where it's going to grow, there's things like sun and watering and things like that to consider. And obviously, if they're in the ground, then pretty much any can go in the ground. Although things like peaches, where that you can have them in the ground, but you do need to protect them during the winter so they don't get peach leaf curl. Next thing I like to consider is cost. You know, how much money can I spend on this tree? At this time of year, you can save a lot of money by buying bare root trees. And these are simply, well, the name suggests, trees that have no roots, or not a huge amount of roots. They're sort of dug up straight out of the soil. They don't come with any soil. They're normally mail ordered. You don't really buy them from garden centres or supermarkets. That being said, I have known Wilkinson's or Morrison's to sell them in the past. Quite cheap as well, they're about £5 or £6 from those places, as an example. And they're normally a year old. They've grown and just been dug up, and transported. And they are considerably cheaper buying bare rooted, but you can only really get them around this time of year, ready to plant during the winter while they're dormant. That way, as soon as they spring into growth in the spring, there's not a huge amount of weight on the top to drag the roots or drag it over, and the roots can get established and grow. The other thing to consider is how big is the tree going to get? But there's ways around this. Now, if a tree is going to get massive, the tree is normally dictated by the rootstock. Now, the rootstock varies from what breed of tree it is. For example, apples, an M27 is quite a small one, a small rootstock, whereas something like a M6 is quite a large one. So you have to do a lot of research there regarding your particular tree and space. That being said, I have heard people talk about just pruning the tree to keep it to the size you want it. And this is more the method I really do, I think, to be fair. When you prune a tree to the shape and size you want it, you're also pruning the roots or keeping the roots in check, really. So that's what I generally do, is just prune them to keep the size. But if you're unable to prune or you don't want that hassle, you have to be aware that a big tree can grow massive and cause a lot of problems, in particular roots getting into the foundations of your house, etc., etc. I'm sure you've all heard stories. And the next thing to consider, and this is probably quite one of the most important ones, and it is the fruit you're actually going to grow from it. Are you going to eat it, and what type of fruit, etc., etc. Now I've got lots of different fruit trees, really, but one of the most I have is apple trees. In fact, I've got 5 apple trees plus the one that was already on the allotment when we took it over. Now, we eat Braeburn apples quite a lot, so obviously that was one we brought. And the other apples that I've brought previously are ones I've eaten before as well and quite like the taste of. So if you like the taste, you're going to buy it. A lot of people buy, in fact, I've got 6 just thinking about it. I've got another cooking apple. A lot of people buy fruit trees. Let's say they just buy a cherry tree because they like cherries. And then they find out that the cherries they're growing, they don't like the taste of. And it could be because they've bought the wrong type of cherry tree. And you can get some cherries that are sweet and some that are a bit less sweet for like jam making and stuff. And the same goes through the whole lot. The apples, there's 3 types of apple trees, that, believe it or not. Now, you've got your dessert apple, your eating apple, which is obviously like Braeburn, I think to Cucks falls into that, if I'm not mistaken. And then you've got your cooking apples, your Bramley apples. And a cooking apple is not really good for an eating apple. I think they're a bit sharp and what have you. And then the third one is obviously the cider apples, which are grown specifically for making cider. And they don't taste good to eat as an apple, but pulp them and ferment them. I love cider. Which is why I bought a cider tree. That was one of the very first ones I had to have when I got the allotment. And that particular breed I got was a Kingston Black. I've yet to make cider from it because it's not old enough yet. But once I do, I will be telling you all about it. So yeah, as I said, the type of fruit and making sure it's the type that you would eat. I mean, it is pointless if you don't, if you buy a fruit tree and you don't eat it. That being said, you could also use it for pollinating, i.e. crab apples, crab apple trees, or even ornamental cherries. They do look quite pretty and nice, and they can be used just to pollinate other fruits or plants. In fact, what a lot of the commercial apple growers would do is have crab apples in order to pollinate their stocks of apples. Which is quite often, if you try and grow a seed from the apple you brought from a shop, you may well often get a crab apple. That's why, because it's a pollinator. The other thing to consider also with growing or with buying fruit trees is the pollination things. Now, something like an apple, I'll keep using apple as the analogy, but I think that's the common one that people would look at. And it's certainly the common one I look at. The apple, it needs another apple tree in order to pollinate it. Which is why, as I said, the commercial growers use a crab apple. So you often need two apple trees. Although one of your neighbours may have an apple tree and that may suffice. But also, if you're going down that route, you need to make sure that the timings are correct, so that the apple tree, the two apple trees, that one flowers at the same time as the other needs pollinating. But if you talk to a good nurseryman, they may be able to help you. Alternatively, there is hundreds and hundreds of information online to tell you what is compatible there. I could go into it. It will take quite a while, but with this sort of information, you need it. You need to find it online. I will post a link up to a site that says about the pollinating on the show notes today. No, I think that's all the points on considering your fruit tree, really, covered here. I hope it's given you a lot of thought onto how I choose my apple trees and gives you some stuff to think about and look into. What I would say is that actually this time of year is the ideal time to plant fruit trees and even bushes and plants. It may seem mad when everything's dying, but because they're dormant and they're going into the dormancy, they establish better. The soil's moist, and come the spring, when they spring into life, they establish better. It makes sense when you think about it. Just means getting out in the cold and doing the work. But then it's less work in the long run when it's hot. So yeah, if you are looking into buying any fruit trees, please do go and and think about that sooner than later. And do all, I mean, the best recommendation I've got is do your research. Really look into what you want to grow, and all the points I've just covered. Well, with that, I'm going to wrap up. Thank you for listening again. Please do go visit the website. That's theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. I've been Richard, and thank you and goodbye.